Hey guys, you know you're with us again. Time Out with Alex and Ashley. We're once again on investigation.
Yep.
At one.
Yep. On location.
On location. Right now, live. For now. At one of Southern California's most active and haunted cemeteries, Agua Manza.
Yeah, Agua Manza, and actually, it's near Colton.
Yes.
And Agua Manza means gentle water, and it was named that, I believe, because the people that lived here, they lived near the Santa Ana River, and they believed that the river was their friend. It was their source of life. It's actually one of the largest cemeteries in the area. It sits atop a hill overseeing the landscape. But in 1862, something changed. The Santa Ana River became angry and dark. Some say it ran red, while others say that it was merely the blood of those that the waters claimed. But regardless, that was the day that became the end of Agua Manza, because the river flooded the town entirely and it forced the survivors to flee the town. The only piece of Agua Manza that remains today is this cemetery. So how creepy is that?
Yeah, very old everything.
Right, exactly. But of course, since we're on location on a paranormal investigation, we've got our lead paranormal investigator with us, John Kirchhoff.
Hey, once again, I'm back with the ladies, which is always good.
Well, yeah, because we could not do this without you. I think we would be so terrified that
vice versa.
Both of us would run and scream, and we know that that's not what you're supposed to do.
Well, that actually makes for good TV, but yeah, this is exciting because this cemetery, to describe it to everybody out there who's listening, is all like dead brown weeds and grass with some very old wrought iron surrounding some of these grave markers, and the graves are like sporadic. There's not a whole lot, and they're spread out, and so it looks like kind of what you or what I saw when I visited Tombstone in Boot Hill, where it's just very, you know, rural and spread out, and these graves are very old. I can feel spiritual activity.
You can.
Let's see what we pick up on our scientific meters.
Okay. And maybe should we discuss the ghosts that are apparently seen here?
Yes.
There is, of course, people say that the legend of La
Llorona.
Yes. that she is here. And most
that
people
would make sense, because if it's about gentle waters and it's about the river, that's where she drowned her kids.
Right, exactly. And if you don't know the story of her,
yeah, it's basically, I believe it was in Mexico is where it all started, I believe. But is basically, she, when her husband left her and everything, she got so depressed and upset that she drowned her kids and killed her kids, and then I believe killed herself. So she goes around searching at night for her kids.
Right. And then also, I know, John, you mentioned this before, of an Old West celebrity that is possibly buried here.
Yeah, I want to look that up and confirm it. But I know that in this area, one of Wyatt Earp's brothers is buried around here. And I can't say 100% if it's this cemetery. So if anybody out there listening knows which one, let me know. I'm going to look it up online right now and verify which cemetery it's at.
Right. And then there's another story of a man and his dog. They would walk along this road, Agua Manza Road, and I guess people drive really fast on this road. Someone hit him and his dog, and so apparently he walks this road and will appear in front of your car if you're driving really fast, so that you stop and so that you are aware of your surroundings and who's around you. So that's another ghost sighting that's here. It's not at the cemetery, but
right,
it is
outside
on the street, because he was killed on that street with his dog.
So we shall see if we see any of these people.
Right.
But we're here in the daytime, though.
Yes, so. We are here in the daytime because at night this is closed. There's no way to get on the property because there's barbed wire. And so we are respectful. We're not going to trespass. So we came during the day. But
activity is activity.
I mean, you weren't able to come. But when we did the Olivewood Cemetery, mm-hmm. John and I went back that following day the day. And we caught like ghostly fingers on video.
Yeah, I saw it.
Right.
So, I mean, activity can happen day and night.
Right.
Exactly.
So, we're definitely...
That was so cool.
It was. I mean, it was very interesting.
I know.
So,
I could watch it. I was like, oh, I see him. It was like, clutter.
I know. And so, we're going to bust out the spirit box, do our video for YouTube, and come and join us as we investigate Agua Manza.
Just to clarify... Morgan Earp is actually not buried here. He's buried at Inland Memorial, and that is close to here. It's in Colton.
Okay. So it's not here.
No.
All right. So
but
we cleared
walk
that.
Walk around and see who is.
Yeah. Yep.
Alex, you want to work this dealio?
Okay.
And if you get any spikes, so there's a little spike, like anything above the zeros, we'll just call it out.
Okay.
And where we're at.
So I just walk with it and just.
Yep.
Okay.
And these lights, if these light up as well, that's an indicator that something's present.
Okay. Oh,
What?
5.3.
What?
Yeah, I did it right around me, and it did.
Is it because of my stuff?
Oh, maybe. No, I went like this to you, just playing, and nothing came up, and I went like this to me, and it popped up.
Yeah, where's your phone? It could
be your
phone.
It's way over here.
Okay.
I was going like this.
It could be that.
And it popped up 5.3.
That's crazy.
Right when I did it on myself.
That's high.
Because, you know, I just went like this to you and nothing came up. So I was like, oh, and like right around here, it came up. It said 5.3.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Got some energy going on.
I guess so. Like right in here.
Yeah,
I was like, whoa, what's going on?
I think we're going to cut this out of YouTube.
That was weird. We're on 5.3. And then it just like right when you start walking over, it like disappeared.
Battery's not included.
Interesting.
All right, so walk up the road here.
Yeah. This is something that we saw earlier that we all agree is very disrespectful. There's a huge, what would you call this, a crypt?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's completely busted because, you know, back in the day you had your grave robbers and they were probably looking for something that they could steal out of there.
Do you see anything in there?
Yeah, I see the skull.
You see it?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, where? I was
just
looking.
See dirt. It's just dirt.
Oh.
Really sad.
Mm-hmm. Very sad that somebody would do this.
Yep.
To something so priceless.
Exactly.
And so no one ever comes like in here like to fix any of this?
I know. That's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
I don't think so because it's a landmark.
Yeah, and it's like historic. Maybe that's why.
And maybe they don't have the money to fix it up.
Maybe.
You'd think that they would, because the Evergreen Cemetery is a landmark, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think that the city of, or the county of San Bernardino, would try to raise funds so that they could fix it up and make it more presentable. But yeah, this is really creepy. And who knows, we could be walking on bodies. There's just no gravestones.
No, this thing doesn't make noise, does it?
No.
What's that noise?
It's probably...
Okay, that's what I was hearing. Okay, I was like,
weird.
What was that?
Right.
It's like a car or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was like, okay, did you guys hear that? That's why I was hearing stuff. I'm like, but it was that noise.
This place is pretty big, but...
Yeah.
There really aren't that many headstones.
I mean, it just tells you how old it is. Somebody just like chiseled this out of a.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That it's like,
and here's somebody broke this. This was
right.
Probably somebody.
Ooh, yeah, so we're probably standing on someone. Sorry.
One of these spirits are restless.
Right, exactly.
Probably pissed off.
Project for us to. We had time to take on, get people to donate to fix this place.
Right.
Back to its...
Yeah. Looks like someone lives on the property, so there really is no way for you to come in at night and...
I wonder what they've seen, the people that live here.
This really reminds me of the Night of the Living Dead. Like that cemetery in the beginning, you never seen it, huh?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. She like falls on one of those like that. She's like,
Look at the bottom of your feet. There's stickers everywhere.
Well, here's the Trujillo plot. Yeah.
Well, someone took something there.
Yes.
Oh.
So what we're seeing is that this cemetery has been severely vandalized.
Yes.
Which is so disrespectful and not good.
No, it's not.
And that one over there is by itself.
Right.
Yeah, let's walk over there.
All by
itself. I mean, I bet you money there's other...
Oh, yeah.
There has to be. Maybe people that didn't have money to buy.
And this looks like it was probably going to be like a mausoleum or something.
Yeah. Right, yep.
I don't know why they would border this long.
We're walking over to a gravestone that is...
All by itself over here.
Yep.
It's pretty big, too.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Hey, Lopez, 56 years old.
All Hispanic names.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I've seen.
Uh-huh.
This one was 56 years old. And there's some down there that look a little bit newer.
Maybe.
Down there?
Yeah, like that one, like that black one.
Oh, yeah, looks
like black.
Good.
Yeah, that one looks kind of newish.
Right.
Maybe they had the money to replace it.
So even though it's during the day, there's still a creep factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me take a photo real quick.
Still very...
The way this looks.
It has beautiful views because you're surrounded by like hills and mountains.
Lot more beautiful if this was all green.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just really sad how this cemetery looks. Because it's just dirt. That's all it is, and weeds.
Yeah,
dead
dirt
weeds.
And weeds. This place.
Don't want to get
Wow, look at that.
His whole left side blown off?
No.
He's all right now.
Oh,
jeez. I'm gonna tell my boyfriend that one. He'll die. I don't know. He thinks jokes like that are freaking hilarious. Like the joke that my daughter told me. She goes, knock, knock. So you gotta say, who's there?
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Wow. I don't know. She told me that when I was dying.
Okay, so this one is not new. 1918.
Oh, but
just,
it looks like maybe they replaced it.
Yeah,
we did it.
Probably.
Real nice one.
Oh, here's another one that was destroyed. Man. Wow, that's sad.
That is sad. Are there any spirits here with us right now that would like to come forward and say something or do something?
Touch Alex.
Touch the pretty blonde lady.
They're like, which one?
Yeah, both of them.
Not me.
You guys are like bookends.
Are you getting any hits on this?
No, only that one when I circled it around me.
Yeah, that's wild that it jumped up that high.
Mm-hmm. So something came with you then, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Are you feeling anything?
I mean, I always do in cemeteries. I mean, I do feel things, but I can't really tell. Like, if I'm feeling stuff or if I want to feel it.
Right.
But you definitely feel...
To me, it would be like sadness.
Yeah, like because a sorrow feeling.
Because the people that are buried here, they obviously lived in Agua Manza, and then their town was destroyed. And this is all that remains of their town. And we have a storm coming, so might pick up more activity because the energy from the storm. Maybe over by those trees, once those people
leave.
Go, then we can do a spirit box.
Oh, let's do that. I forgot you had that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like nobody keeps this place up.
But you'd think that the people,
flags out here.
Well, and you think that the people that live here would do something.
Right.
But they don't have the funds. You know, because Riverside, you know, they're richer than this town, so.
Than San Bernardino, yeah. Okay, so we are in a different area where it looks like there's a lot of bigger type, what would you call these?
Headstones? Crypts?
Plots.
Yeah. That are destroyed. And so
completely banged up.
I think over here would be a good place to do a spirit box.
Yeah. Yes.
Come over here, Alex. And I'll have you hold this.
It's like netting. Look at this. It looks like they have like screens, like their windows. I'm gonna try the spirit box.
If you hear anything in Spanish, that would be significant.
Yeah.
What happened to your town?
Agua Manza.
And we're walking to see if we pick up anything. Okay. Sounded like you said okay.
Do you want to follow us? Are you from Mexico?
Sounded like you said here.
Are you from here? ¿Dónde está es grave? Too grave.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was.
Do you want us to walk closer to you?
Walk over towards those trees.
Yeah. Look at that grave. That one's interesting.
Move up.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, it did sound like it said move up.
I keep looking at this.
Oh, I keep looking at this grave, I guess you can call it. That bird just walked off? Yeah. I keep staring at that one. Yeah, let's see if maybe.
Is that where you're buried?
Oh, that one has a little rock, too.
Baby rock. Okay, ending the spirit box session. That was interesting.
Yeah, it's like something was trying to come through, but a couple words came through.
Right. I mean, I'm starting to maybe think there is something with this spirit box.
Mm-hmm.
Because that night at Olivewood Cemetery, we captured a lot of responses. The day we went back, maybe one or two responses. Today, hardly anything.
Right.
Just a few words coming through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Over there, too.
Yeah, let's walk over here. See
what's that's like right on the edge there.
Let's see here.
You want this one? Or you want the mic?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, I got the mic. But you never know what we might pick up, because remember when we were editing the other one? We were picking up stuff on our podcast. Oh, that was something else. I thought it was growling. I'm like, what is going on?
I think it's an airplane. Small airplane.
It's like,
I mean, and you have to remember, this is live.
Yes.
We're not like fake TV shows like Ghost Hunters. Not to call those guys out, but you know that half the stuff they do is fake. And
Hollywood.
You're not going to always capture something every time you go out and investigate.
Right.
So, unfortunately, I think that's sort of the case for us right now, where we're not really catching anything, not feeling anything. I mean, I know you both are sensitives, so, John, are you feeling anything?
Not right now.
So, John's not feeling anything. You're not feeling anything, Alex.
Really, no.
So, I don't know. I almost wonder if those stories online are just stories.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to it.
Never know.
Yeah, I haven't really captured except for what Alex got right off the bat, the 5.3.
Yeah, that said boom right to 5.3, and then it hasn't moved since.
Right.
Ooh. Holy crap.
What?
What?
No joke. I just saw freaking an image like a person shaped. Like, right there, again.
Really?
Look, right there.
What
it shows up dark, and then it
is
leaves.
That?
Where is that?
Holy crap.
Like, right in front of us.
There it is. It comes and it goes. Right there.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Where is it?
It's that, like that
right
black.
Up there?
Yeah.
And there it goes. It's gone. And then it pops up again.
Yep, it's like walking towards us, and now it's like a huge mass.
Come over here.
Oh, it's that black part in the red?
Yeah.
Is it one or two?
I don't know. Should we walk towards it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's walk towards where we're sort of seeing a figure or mass on the thermal imaging camera.
Yep, I stopped.
You still seeing it, John?
Yeah, it's showing up and then disappearing again. Now it's showing up.
I'm going to walk over there.
All right. Yeah, because I want to catch you.
Yeah, let's walk over there. I'm coming.
Stop. Go to your left.
So we're in the location of where he was seeing the mass on his thermal.
Or the spirit
camera.
So there's something here.
Right in here.
Oh, it's over here.
Maybe it's
now
one of
it's
these.
Gone.
It's not coming up again?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
So right when we say we're not experiencing anything.
Right, that's when they're like,
to make its presence
they're
known.
Like, just kidding, yes, we're here.
That was crazy.
Should we try to do another
spirit box?
Spirit box?
Yeah,
let's do it here. Is that thing coming
put
up?
This
yeah,
right
put
here.
It there.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. 3.0. Oh!
Oh my God.
Or is it because of this?
Nope.
No.
Oh, a little bit. Nope.
It could be.
Holy smokes.
It went all the way to 6.6 or something.
It went all the way to 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 56.
Meter. Yeah, because I'm touching it.
Yeah, and it's not. It's not that.
The EMF meter, this is this area here where I got a mass on the thermal imaging camera, and it would appear and then disappear, and then appear and then disappear. And so then I had Alex and Ashley walk over to the area, and I could see the difference between them and what was there. And then the EMF in the same area jumped up to a 56.
Yeah, and then now I thought that maybe it was
electronic device
electronic,
affecting,
but
it's
not.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's creepy.
Yeah, it went to 56.6.
And then to 3.
3.
And then went back down,
yeah.
And then went up to 3.3 again. Mm-hmm. And then now it's nothing.
So something was...
Something's here.
Here.
And it was in the exact same spot where he saw...
Let's try another spirit box
right,
session. We saw you. Was that you?
You can talk through that device. You can use words.
What happened? Are you at peace?
Sounds like said no.
Are we disturbing you?
That went up to 1.9. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
I saw it.
Wonder if that was me putting this down?
Maybe.
Yeah, it went up to 1.9.
Yeah, I saw the 1.9.
Do you have your K2 meter?
Yeah, it's in the car.
Oh, okay.
But I have one on there.
Oh, so if they touch it?
Yeah. I'm gonna hold this.
Oh, God.
Yeah, K2's on.
Okay.
If you touch that device, it won't hurt you. You can light up the pretty lights and make it look like Christmas.
Go around here and go closer. See. What was that?
That was like screaming almost.
Yeah.
Are you guys starting to feel things now? Or is it still kind of...
Comes and goes.
Yeah, comes and goes. It's like...
So kind of like what you saw on your thermal.
Right.
Comes and goes.
I thought it shut off by itself. I'm like, ah! Oh, what is this over here? Maybe there's bodies over here.
Well, we've done EMF sweeps. Mm-hmm. We've done the spirit box, thermal imaging camera, photos. You know, hopefully we'll catch some EVPs on the recorder.
Hopefully.
You want to start walking back down?
It's funny how we say we're capturing nothing, then it shows itself.
Right.
And then when we want to try to talk or communicate, it's silence again.
Oof.
Maybe it doesn't understand us.
Maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Trying to capture, but nothing's really happening.
Yeah. Like on and off.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, these graves have been here a long time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
A long time, like another lifetime.
Yeah. These up here look like a little bit, like they've been upkept a little bit more.
These people died in the 1900s,
mm-hmm.
and the town was flooded and washed away in the 1800s. I wonder where they moved to, but then decided to be buried here.
Oh, maybe San Bernardino or somewhere
Colton.
Close. Colton, yeah. Because supposedly Colton is very haunted, they say.
It,
like certain areas.
And this cemetery is surrounded by like industrial.
Right.
We have buildings and warehouses surrounding us right now. Well, kind of a bust.
Yeah. But I saw a little bit of something.
It's, but like we said, you're not always going to capture something.
Right.
It's fun and intriguing when you do, and a little disappointing when you don't, but that's the paranormal for you.
When that thing showed up on here, it looked like at first
a figure,
and it was dark, which means it was really cold, so something was there.
Right.
There's another one.
Yep.
Destroyed. So I'm wondering if people came here and destroyed them, or the weather and the oldness destroyed it.
I think people destroyed them.
Probably,
because
they're easily to get into. I guess people thought they could break in and, I'm going to take whatever's on them. But
right, exactly.
Maybe they don't know that they're in the ground, not in the crypt, maybe.
But see, they look like they're above ground. And what's so interesting about these is this is how it is in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's the one I want to go to so bad.
It's really interesting and cool to see those. You know where we need to go to next is the Hillside Cemetery in Redlands.
Oh, okay.
That place, I've been there during the day.
I kind of wish we could get in here at night.
Yeah,
I know. I think it would be really interesting here at night. What is that place that I sent you? I think that was in Redlands too. And you said that the cops patrol over there.
Prospect Park.
Yeah. My friend was telling me that the museum part, because that house is like a museum now. Uh-huh. And she said that she had a friend that went in there and experienced a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, in Kimberly Crest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they said that
a
was
a lot of these places, they don't like to admit that right. there's paranormal, mm-hmm. so they don't allow you to. Like the Maury Mansion in Redlands
oh.
is really haunted, but it's a private residence.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that concludes our investigation of Agua Manza. Didn't really capture or feel anything until the end.
Until the end.
We walked through the entire cemetery, which is, like I explained, creepy because all the grass is dead. People have vandalized a lot of the tombstones here, which is disrespectful. But at the end, on the thermal imaging camera, a figure showed up. A dark black mass that took the form of like a human body at first and then disappeared and then came back again and then disappeared and then came back again. So we have that to right. show you guys.
And it's not like you had that on a tree because there's no trees right. around
no.
you.
No.
There was nothing there that should have done that.
Right, exactly.
Interesting.
I was really looking forward to like feeling more stuff because it does feel very sorrow, like you feel a lot
yeah,
of sorrow here. But I was hoping a little bit more activity. But like we were saying, sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. Maybe nothing felt like, you know, saying hi.
Right, exactly.
Maybe another time it'd be like John was saying, it'd be nice if we could come here at night. I think there might be a little bit more going on. It's just so funny because you never think, you know, day and night. Sometimes it don't matter, but I think it would be way more active at night.
Yeah, we pick stuff up on the thermal, or not just thermal, but the infrared cameras that we don't see during the day.
Right, yeah. Who knows, we might see a figure walking around. Maybe the figure you caught was La yep. Llorona.
Perfect.
All right, so that's our investigation of Agua Manza, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. This was Time Out with my mommy and Ashley.
Time Out? Are you kidding me?